This is WSKG News. I'm Brett Jaspers. The New York Times investigation into racial bias in New York's prisons has led Governor Cuomo to order his own investigation. But that could be long and costly. Joining me to talk about his recent reporting on state prisons is Michael Weinrip of The New York Times. Michael, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Brett.
You published a story last week about how punishments in state prisons are distributed unfairly. At Elmira Correctional Facility, for example, whites make up a quarter of the inmate population but got only 12% of violations for disobeying orders. And one gray area seems to be this charge of, quote, disobeying orders. Can you explain why that's a problem area?
Well, disobeying orders is it's subjective. It's something an officer may or may not charge, depending on very subtle things: the attitude of the prisoner, personal issues he may have with the prisoner. So unlike something like drug possession, where the officer has to have evidence, this is something where the officer has a lot of discretion.
And what happens when an inmate is said to be disobeying orders? What's the punishment?
Well, there's a range of punishments, but for the more serious violations, there's a hearing where an inmate can go before a hearing officer. He's charged with a ticket and plead his case.
So now Governor Cuomo is ordering the state inspector general to do an investigation, but you're reporting it would likely take a long time. Why would it take a long time?
It's a big prison system. There are 54 prisons, there are 50,000 inmates, and there are 20,000 officers. That's a lot to try to get a grasp on. Presumably, they would start with doing their own data analysis. Some of the data when we did FOILs took over a year to get. We assume they would get it sooner. But if they found the same patterns, they would then have to start looking at the hearing system, which from our reporting we think is problematic. 96% of the times the inmates lose at these hearings. But that's a lengthy process and would take a lot of work if the there's discrimination found in that process to set up an alternative process to correct it. The Civil Liberties Union is working with the state on solitary issues, and it's taken them 4 years between doing their own investigation, having discussions with the department, and now setting out a path for correcting the problem. And they're having great success. The Department of Corrections has been very cooperative on that.
Were you able to speak to corrections officers in your reporting, and what do you think is at the heart of this problem?
It's very difficult to get correction officers to speak to a reporter. But we did speak to several, some of them, all of them off the record because they feared of being ostracized at the prisons. But what I really think is important to think about, Brett, is we believe the vast majority of officers are good people just trying to do their job, who just want to get home safe to their families at the end of the day and want to treat inmates fairly. We think what happens is it's a small group of officers who are involved in either the brutality or the racial prejudice. And what we talk about, a culture of brutality or a culture of prejudice, is the other officers look the other way. They don't blow the whistle on the problematic officers. And that's what we think the problem is.
Michael Weinrip is a reporter for The New York Times. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Brett, thank you for having me.